on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I want to remind you today, once again, we'll be joining broadcast In the Market. Our first day on In the Market was yesterday, a full hour from 3 until 4 o'clock. And if you missed our conversation with Janet Parshall, the host of In the Market, go to our archived page for the show, abqconnect.online. And, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea just for you to hear Janet's heart for the ministry. Of course, you'll hear her heart today as she addresses whatever issues, looking at them through a Christian worldview lens. And you are invited to join in when she opens the phone line. So kind of trying to get used to that, too. The phone line is 877-548-3675. If you didn't jot it down, go to our website at klyt.fm, and you'll see In the Market with Janet Parshall and the phone number. And then another announcement I wanted to make, new to KLYT, starting next Monday, weekday mornings at 6:30, Pastor Jeff Schwarzentraub of Brave Church, I believe in Colorado, but his show Brave starts at 6:30 in the morning this coming Monday. A couple of new additions to KLYT, and really looking forward to seeing how they hopefully bless you, the listener, as we hope the complete lineup does. Go to klyt.fm and click on lineup right there under the On the Air tab at the top of the page and find when you can hear your favorite program. Remember, you can also stream from the website as well. Yesterday, we were off the air with maintenance being done at the Crest. If you ever find that happening, remember, just pop open either the KLYT app or on your phone or device, go to klyt.fm, and you can stream live there as well. Let's jump into today's broadcast. In studio with me, Tim Stewart. He's the CEO with Impact Nations. And if you have a chance, and actually as we chat, if you can, go to impactnations.com and kind of follow along maybe with some of what we're going to be talking about. But Tim, thanks for taking the time to fill us in on Impact Nations and its work really globally.
Indeed. Well, thank you for having me. It's a delight to be here.
Now, for those like myself, pretty well unfamiliar with Impact Nations, someone mm-hmm. just in the last week, actually a mutual friend told a friend, and here you are.
Here I am.
For those like me, unfamiliar with Impact Nations and its vision, its history, kind of fill us in.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Impact Nations has been around for nearly 20 years, actually. We're a registered charity in Canada, Australia, and the United States. We were founded in Canada. I am Canadian. Very proud of it. And I've been in Albuquerque for about 7 years now. And Impact Nations exists effectively to rescue lives. We say we rescue lives with a really big gospel. And what we mean by that is that the gospel needs to be big enough and powerful enough to transform every part of life. This organization was actually founded by my parents, and it started with my father actually audibly hearing the voice of God. I think it was the only time that's ever happened to him, but he was on a flight coming back from Korea 20-something years ago, and he heard God say, hey, if you could do anything with the rest of your life, what would you want to do? And Dad said, anything? And God said, anything. And Dad now jokes that he wishes he'd thought to say, I want to play second base for the Yankees. But Dad's immediate response was, I want to rescue lives. I want to rescue them holistically. So spiritually, yes, but medically, educationally, economically. And so here we are all these years later, and we're still doing exactly that. We are working in the developing world, rescuing people from really dangerous situations, by the way. So we're rescuing people from human trafficking, from slavery, yeah. from forced prostitution, homelessness, teen pregnancy, gang violence, getting them out of those situations,
like
getting
New them Mexico.
Into safety. Yeah. and then getting them what they need to flourish long term. Yeah. Our message to them is, look, you were made in the image of God, and you were made for dignity, and it's been robbed from you. But Jesus has sent us to this place in this moment to restore dignity, to rescue you mm-hmm. from this darkness that has surrounded you, that has gripped you, and bring you into a place of hope and dignity for from this time forward.
Yeah, you know, that is sure something I've seen in the years that I've been around ministries like yourself, like yours, the dignity issue.
Yeah.
It's a real great place to land and reach out to people who maybe, you know, haven't got that kind of attention from someone maybe ever.
Yeah, and in fact, in a lot of ways, have received the exact opposite message, yeah. Right? When you're a young teenage girl in Uganda, for instance, and you have been violated by a relative, mm-hmm. and you find yourself pregnant, and then they kick you out of the home because they say you are dirty, you're bad, basically, and you don't deserve to live here anymore, and you find yourself living on the streets, you have received the exact opposite message, which is you have no dignity, you have no inherent worth.
Yeah.
And so to have somebody come alongside and not just say with words, you do have dignity, mm-hmm. but then actually demonstrate it and mm-hmm. say, come, we've got a shelter for you. We've got a loving family that are going to care for you and walk you through the mental and emotional healing, but also provide for your medical care, because now you're pregnant and you're a teenager. Your body's not made to carry this baby. We're going to help you carry this baby to term and then learn how to be a great mom. But then in addition to all of that, we're also going to get you the skills that you need to flourish long term, to be able to go and find employment or start your own business so that you can provide for yourself and your baby.
Now, I want to back up a little bit because I was kind of reading between the lines, or maybe when your dad said he heard the audible voice of God say, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Was he at a place in his life where was he prepared to retire, or did he leave a career?
I think he was probably at a place that he didn't realize he was about to reach a crossroads.
Yeah.
I grew up as a pastor's kid. My father pastored for many, many years and was actually a church planter.
Okay.
And so we were kind of back and forth across either side of Canada as he was planting churches. And it was like the Lord had something new for him in that season. And this was kind of the beginning of that dawning of that. And so he found himself over time spending more and more time in developing nations, meeting the needs of the poor. He started taking people with him, and one thing led to the next. He was really just spending more and more time doing that, and he realized it was time to pass on the church responsibility to somebody else so he could invest full time in Impact Nations.
Okay, so it's clearly a family ministry.
It is.
There's your parents and yourself. Any other family in the ministry?
Not at this time, although my youngest brother did work for the ministry for some time as well, and then he got lured away and started pastoring elsewhere and stuff like that. So, Mom and Dad and I still work closely together. We do have a team here in Albuquerque, a staff, a little bit of staff in Canada as well. And then we partner with leaders in the developing world. This is really important, actually. This is one of our key core convictions, is that God has equipped and empowered leaders in these nations to lead in their nation, to call people up to the dignity that they were made for. And so we're working with leaders who, many of them, have actually come out of the very type of poverty that we're now addressing. Mm-hmm. And so who better to understand how to address these needs than those who have come up out of them, and the kingdom of God has come and arrested them and brought them into new life. And so their passion is to do likewise. And so we've got partners in nations such as Malawi, Uganda, soon to be Zimbabwe, Pakistan, Philippines, India, Nepal. I'm going to be in Colombia in a few months. These are all local leaders who are doing incredible work, and we just got to come alongside and say, we love what you're doing. How can we help you do more of it?
So at the beginning of this, I encourage the listener to go to impactnations.com. And if you are there, let's kind of get into the nuts and bolts, really, of what you guys do. And a lot of it is found right there at the top of the above the fold, I say.
Indeed.
A really big gospel. You've already heard that, and you'll see it. There's three major points found there. And if you could kind of walk us through that in the time that we have between now and the top of the hour, and I'll list them off real quick and then let you jump in and go into detail. But Journeys of Compassion, which I think you just mentioned, you're going to Bogota here real soon.
Yeah.
Relief. And then skills and business, which you touched on a little bit, too, in the short time we've already visited in regards to the young lady, that not only are we going to help you as you deliver your baby, but we're going to help to put you in a place where you're equipped to have those skills in business that you need really to survive. But It's in your court now, Tim.
Yeah. So we say we rescue lives with these three types of activity. The first is Journeys of Compassion. And this one's actually in all play. So anybody can come with us. We do these multiple times a year. We're up at around 85 trips or so now in the last 20 years. And what we're doing is we are taking teams of people, usually around 30 to 40 people, into one of our target nations. And we spend about 2 weeks on the ground. And you get to be in the front lines of ministry. You will be. You'll be praying for the sick. You will be providing safe drinking water for those who don't have it through our water filtration system that we distribute house to house. We're doing mobile medical clinics. I was in Malawi earlier this year. We saw over 3,000 people in six different clinics. And just meeting the practical needs of these partner nations. But at the same time, what's really happening is you're learning that, oh, I can be more than a butt in a seat on a Sunday morning. Uh-huh. I get to actually actively participate in the work of the kingdom. And you recognize, like, oh, God can use me. When I say those really scary words, may I pray for you? And somebody then says, yes. By the way, we're going to equip you so you know what to do when they do say yes, because they always do. But you'll learn how to just pray for the sick, and you're going to see God heal. It's amazing. We've seen many people, blind eyes open, deaf ears open, the lame walk, all that sort of thing. And that happens not because a leader like me is doing it, but rather those who are on the team. In fact, I intentionally, as a leader, fade into the background very quickly after 1 or 2 days to allow others to step into the forefront and really be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Right. So a couple of things I'd like to do here. We mentioned the trip to Colombia. Now, on a linear calendar, is that the next trip?
That is the next trip, yeah. Okay. We'll be in Colombia in January, and I'm going to be there. I'm actually taking two of my kids. This is a very family-friendly thing. We've actually got some members of a circus, a local circus in Bogota, that will be coming, doing some acrobat stuff to help draw a crowd and things like that. So it's very children-friendly. I'm bringing two of my kids, and we'd love it if you'd come and join us. You can learn about that or others at impactnations.com/JOC, which is Journeys of Compassion. Or if you have trouble remembering that, just impactnations.com/Colombia, right, and you can jump straight to that one.
It's real. I mean, which, by the way, I even talked about on the phone when you and I were talking the other day. The website's really well built. If you get to Impact Nations and you really want to find the Colombia trip, you're going to find it, because our first bullet point we're really covering is the Journeys of Compassion. If you go there, you're going to find some of this information. One of the other things I wanted to do, because some people may hear that, mm-hmm, and it sparks a little interest, but then, you know, you better than I know the kind of objections that people come
Indeed.
Up with.
Yeah.
And let's speak to, hopefully we hit someone right between the eyes, you know, like, oh, that was me.
Yeah.
Speak to some of those objections you hear, and I'll give you some. Affordability. Am I physically capable? Mm-hmm. Let's start.
Let's start with affordability, because that's an issue, and I recognize that. It's an issue for me too, by the way. I'm taking two of my children.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'll be fundraising for two of my children.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we took three of our kids over to the Philippines last year. So the whole family was there. We fundraised for the whole family, and God provided in amazing ways.
Yeah.
Impact Nations has tools for that, by the way. It's like a kind of a GoFundMe type of experience, but directly with Impact Nations, so you don't even have to mess with the funds. Your friends give towards your journey, and it just hits our bank.
Coming from Calvary, you know, when Calvary's started with, you know, Pastor Chuck Smith way back in the day, and one of the things, I never was around Chuck enough to hear this, but often I hear stories of Chuck saying, where God guides, God provides.
Amen. Absolutely.
If you have that desire,
yeah,
chances. And once you, I'm going to assume once they connect with Impact Nations, there's going to be work to be done to raise money. But Impact Nations, this isn't their first rodeo.
No, we've done about 85 Journeys of Compassion. We know a thing or two about how to help you get ready for it. We've got amazing staff that can help you with that. The fundraising tools are really helpful. Here's the other thing, is that your friends and family are 100% behind you. If you pray about this and you feel like the Lord's directing you to come on a Journey of Compassion, and you turn to your small group, your friends, and you say, hey, I really feel like the Lord's directing me here. and ask them. By the way, my wife and I did this even when we moved from Canada down to New Mexico. We turned to our friends and said, hey, we feel like God might be directing us in this way. Would you pray and confirm that for us? And perhaps much to my dismay, most of them said, yeah, I really believe that's what God's doing. But here's the thing. The Lord will also put a burden on your friend's heart to actually get behind you and support you and put some dollars behind that as well.
Okay. And some of the other objections we'll cover when we come back, and actually try to manage our time well enough so you can cover all those areas of ministry we want to cover, including relief and then skills and business training. We're visiting today with Tim Stewart. He's the CEO of Impact Nations. Go to impactnations.com. Follow along with us with some of the things we're talking about. And we're going to take a quick break. Tim, can you stay with us?
I will be here.
All right. And we'll come back and cover more about how you can impact nations. Find out more after the break on ABQ Connect. All right, in the time we have left, we're going to try to cover with you, with Tim Stewart in studio, the CEO of Impact Nations, how you can get involved with them, rescuing lives with a really big gospel. And we've already talked about the Journeys of Compassion, one of them coming up to Bogota. And in the last part of that segment, one of the things I asked him was, what about objections people come up with? I can't afford it. What about physical, you know, impairments? And really, let's leave it at this, because we have two more things to cover before the top of the hour. If you have an objection, your heart is in it, you want to go, but you have these objections. Well, what about this? Before you make a decision about whether or not you're going to follow through and figure out how to be on one of these trips, reach out to Impact Nations. You can email info@impactnations.com. Real easy to remember. info@impactnations.com. Call them toll free. 1-877-736-0803. That's on the website right at the top of the page at impactnations.com. So I won't repeat it, but wanted to throw that out to you. Tim, so we have time to get to these other bullet points in the ministry. There's Journeys of Compassion. One of the other things done is relief.
Yeah. You know, we're all about moving people towards sustainability, but the reality is that sometimes they're in crisis. After a storm, for instance, or, hey, you may have heard of a little thing called COVID that rolled through this planet a little while back. Impact Nations is there to respond for people's immediate needs when they're in crisis. Last year, there was a massive storm that hit. It was the biggest on record in Malawi, which is a small nation down next to Mozambique in the southern part of Africa. We were there within just a few days with food and within a week and a bit with water filters to get people clean water. Very often when storms hit, water is compromised immediately and people begin getting sick very quickly. During the pandemic, we provided over 2 million meals in 8 different nations, because unlike here, where the government was kind of handing out money and we were going to be okay, in these developing nations, no government was going to be there for them. And in fact, had locked down the economy to such a place where nobody could leave their homes. They're working today to earn cash tonight to buy groceries for tomorrow. If you can't work today, by tomorrow you will be hungry. And so we were able to provide food for many, many, many hungry people. I was just on the phone this morning with a friend of mine, one of our partners. He's in India, in a state that is facing massive persecution of Christians. We have a state where people, I'm not even going to talk about what's happening other than people are being killed and worse. And I'll let you figure out what that means. But 60,000 Christians have run for their lives. Their homes have been burned down. Their churches burned down. Their businesses burned down. They have nothing left. They left with the clothes in their back. We've got a team there right now distributing over 100,000 meals to the hungry. And we're working right now on getting an entire container of dried food in there to be able to sustain them for the next year while they kind of resituate themselves in a whole new community. So that's the type of work that we do in relief. Clean water is a big part of that too, by the way. Really cool stuff. If you go to impactnations.com/water, I think it is.
And I would encourage the listener to go to Impact Nations. And then again, on that homepage, those three bullet points, click on relief and you'll see a long list of things that are covered, some of which you've already talked about, including persecuted pastors, you mentioned the mobile medical units. That's just a fraction of what is being done. Now, some of you in your heart, you may feel well-equipped and well-ready to, hey, I want to be part of that. Yeah. I want to go where those brothers and sisters are in dire need, and I want to bring relief. And if that's the case, what you need to do is contact the ministry. Go to impactnations.com, the phone and email are right at the top of the page. Now on the relief effort stuff, is that with staff, or again, are those trips available for those that may be equipped to assist?
Typically, those ones are very, very rapid response. So yeah. We're using our teams on the ground that are already there, and we're able to get into the disaster zone within a few days.
But people can be a part of that by going to impactnations.com. Right at the top right of the page, there's an easy-to-spot button. It says give.
Conveniently bright red.
Yeah. Yes. and that's what it goes towards. So if you want to help out that way, you can do that. And with the... we got about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you touch on the skills and business training. I think, were you doing some of that even today?
Yeah, we're always training up people all over the globe. We actually have, in four different nations, we've got vocational schools. This year we'll have about 2,000 graduates from our skills and business schools around the world. We are, as I said, we're rescuing people from danger, but then we're giving them the skills, practical skills that they'll need to go and find employment. And the cool thing is our partners actually build local networks of employers so that we've got a very, very high, in some cases like 81% in one school, placement. Smaller school, it's 100% of those who graduate have work waiting for them by the time they graduate, which is huge. One thing I do want to point out, you've celebrated our website, which I'm very proud of. A tidbit, those who have graduated from one of our high-tech schools that's rescuing kids out of the slums and teaching them videography, graphic design, and web development is one of the skills. Graduates of that school actually designed our web page. They designed our print media, social media layouts, things like that.
Did a fantastic job.
Thank you. They're wonderful. They're just beautiful, amazing young people. And it's so great to be able to kind of keep it full circle so that we can give them business. And actually, so we've got a for-profit company on retainer that is the company that started the school, and they take the profits from their company and pour them right back into that school to subsidize it. So we do everything we can to be as sustainable as we possibly can.
Okay, so if you just tuned in, we've spent this full half hour visiting with Tim Stewart, the CEO of Impact Nations. Go to impactnations.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see their purpose. They rescue lives with a really big gospel. What that means is the work that, you'll find the work that they do just by clicking on those bullet points that are found on the homepage. Journeys of Compassion, a trip coming to Bogota. If you want to be part of that, just click on that and find a way to connect and get the information you need. Relief efforts that are happening all over the globe and for all kinds of different reasons. And skills and business training, including those that have graduated from that high-tech education that has made this beautiful website possible. And if you're in a place where, I'm not at a place where I can be traveling go much past my bedroom door daily, but some people in that situation are very capable of helping financially. You can do that at impactnations.com. Tim, we appreciate it. I hear you're a neighbor right around the corner. We'll have to have you back in. Open invite. Will you come back?
Absolutely. It's been a blast.
All right. And stay with us. Coming up in about an hour, In the Market with Janet Parshall, and it's Jay Sekulow after the break on ABQ Connect.